In the Indian state of West Bengal, the followers of Marx and Lenin have handled the affairs of 80 million people for the past 30 years. The Left Front, led by India's Marxist Communist Party, recently won a seventh consecutive five-year term. What is the secret of success for a political party that once believed in single-party rule and government control over most affairs? Ambassador Teresita Schaefer, former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, says the Marxist Party emphasized good governance over ideology.
You have to look at the West Bengal Communist Party predominantly as a regional party and only secondarily as an ideological one.
Manas Ghosh is the editor of Dainik Statesman, a newspaper published in West Bengal's capital, Calcutta. He says the Marxist Party has more or less become a social democratic party.
Now they don't talk about, following a revolutionary path. In fact, it has become more a social democrat than a revolutionary party. It has undergone a change in its character.
But Ambassador Teresita Schaefer disagrees.
From the start, except at the democratic process in India, at least from the point when they started winning elections, they were doing well by it. Why shouldn't they accept it? If you asked them what their ideology was, they would have given you very much a communist-style answer of more power to the workers, and that still is an important part of their ideology. But they've been able to get there by democratic means.
Taking a cue from China, West Bengal's Chief Minister Buddhadev Bhattacharya has pushed through an ambitious economic reform program with an approach more capitalist than communist. He has invited foreign investment, privatized state-owned companies and properties, and is pushing to make West Bengal a major information technology hub, moves that have often earned him the ire of his party's Politburo members. In an interview with the BBC, Chief Minister Bhattacharya did not hide the fact that he is inspired by the Chinese, who are following capitalist policies while keeping communism intact.
Chinese government, they initiated certain new programs. Now they say socialist economy should also allow different type of ownership, state ownership, collective ownership, including private ownership and foreign investment.
But many young people in West Bengal say there is one point on which communist West Bengal and communist China will never agree.
Whatever we get to know about China's policies, they do not practice human rights.
We are not ready to sacrifice human rights to get people out of poverty, no.
Nonetheless, many Bengalis still distrust communism. Journalist Manas Ghosh says they fear that the original goal of the Marxists is still a one-party state, and that the communists are using democracy as a means to that goal.
It is a Stalinist party which believes in one-party system. One day you will find they will certainly impose one-party rule in India.
However, Ambassador Teresita Schaefer sees it differently.
I don't know whether they dream of one-party system. If they do, they must realize that particular dream isn't likely to come true. I think they're perfectly comfortable working within a multi-party system.
Analysts say West Bengal, along with the rest of India, is moving toward globalization and a free market economy, as is the case with other political parties ruling in several other states of India. The Marxist government in West Bengal has no choice except to follow a democratic path if it wants to remain in power. Our report was written by Subhash Vora. For VOA News Now, I'm Steve Embry.